You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, Browns fans, calling all fantasy football players and commissioners. Join me this year as you host your fantasy football draft from your own private suite at First Energy Stadium. All your food and beverage will be taken care of, including DiGiorno Pizza, Labatt Beer, and more. Each suite will be enabled with Wi-Fi and have all the food and drinks your league will need for your best draft ever. Leagues will also have access to an official NFL draft board, which the league can keep. Now, this party at one time costs $500, but the next 10 teams that sign up now will get $300 off, courtesy of FanDuel, the leader in one-day fantasy. That's only $200 for your whole league. In a 10-person league, that's only $20 a person for all you can eat and drink. Have your draft in a suite at First Energy Stadium. So here are the deets. This Friday, this fantasy draft party is presented by FanDuel, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. Monday, August the 31st from 5:30 to 10:30 at First Energy Stadium. All league platforms are welcome. The party is going to feature great FanDuel prizes as well. It's a draft party you won't want to miss. Go to clevelandbrowns.com/draftparty to register. Once again, to register, go to clevelandbrowns.com/draftparty. I'll be there, Matt. How much you timed that out for us? What? How much was that?
55 seconds.
55 seconds. My goodness. So go. It should be a very cool event, cool experience. I'll be there. Yes. Matt will be there. Come out there. Have your league's draft there. And it should be great, all presented by FanDuel. All right, let's go to the Ohio Business Machines hotline now. And we are going to check in with Mary Kay Cavett from Cleveland.com and the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Mary Kay, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
I'm good. I know, it's reading from your Twitter, it's a crazy week for you with college and dropping off and everything, and plus time in Rochester, et cetera. So hopefully you got through it all right.
Yeah, I'm heading down to Miami University here in about an hour, kicking my son down for the first time as a freshman. So it's pretty exciting.
Oh, my. Yeah, my son had his first day of kindergarten today. So not quite the same, but still a big deal nonetheless. But Mary Kay, let's talk about the Browns and the Bills, the 2 days of joint practices. What was your number one positive takeaway, and what's your number one negative takeaway from those practices?
Well, unfortunately, let's start with the bad news first. The negative takeaway is just looking out there and seeing how many guys are injured and how many of them are injured with these muscle injuries, these soft tissue injuries. I've never seen anything like it in 20-some years of covering NFL football, all these guys standing around on the sidelines in their bucket hats. And that was what I found so disappointing. Joe Hayden, Pierre Desir, then Justin Gilbert goes down. And, you know, wrapped in with that is the fact that Justin was also struggling before he went down. So, you know, they're really hurting, especially in the defensive backfield right now, but in other places too. So, including, you know, running back, receiver, and whatnot with Terrell Pryor. So, that's the biggest negative that I saw. The biggest positive, you know, I would have to say that, you know, I saw them hit some big plays. Now, yesterday when I was watching offense primarily, they did not get in the end zone, but they did hit some bigger plays. And I think that Josh McCown has been a consistent positive throughout this training camp. And just the way he manages the offense and holds everything together, I think is going to go a long way this year.
Mary Kay, I just want your take on how impressive Danny Shelton has been living up to the role of which we expected him to play, drafting him 12th overall.
Oh, yeah. You know, Danny's been an incredibly pleasant, not, I don't want to say surprised because, you know, that's what they thought he was going to be. But he's lived up to it. And you know what? We can't say that about a lot of number one picks over the last how many ever years. So to have a first-round pick, actually, you look out there, you notice him. He's flashing. Not only by getting that push up the middle, by taking on extra blockers, but even before practice when he's whooping it up and he brings a certain energy. You know, he gets the crowd into it. He gets the players into it. He gets the guys on the sidelines into it. And what it reminds me of is when I would see Baltimore Ravens defensive guys, like a Ray Lewis even, you know, really kind of firing everybody up. And that's an element that has been missing on this defense for a long time.
Mary Kay, our guest on the show right now, and let me ask you this. I felt from the sideline, and I was with the defense all day yesterday, that it was one of the most fun practices I've seen from the standpoint that our defense looked like they were having fun. They were supremely confident. They were the aggressors. They were intimidating. They were physical. And they got the best of the Buffalo Bills and got under their skin. And it seemed like they were really enjoying themselves. And Danny was the leader of that. But was that, I thought, almost maybe a turning point? Because I thought the first day the intensity wasn't there. And the second day the Browns came out and made a statement.
Yeah, you're right about that. You know, it wasn't there on the first day. And I do think that that is exactly what Danny Shelton brings to the table. And I really truly have thought that it has been missing over the years. Even when there were leaders, you know, like really good, solid guys, there wasn't just that sort of, you know, high motor, high energy guy that really brought everybody just up another notch. And he does that. And you watched a practice yesterday that didn't even include some really key guys like Carlos Dansby, Desmond Bryant, Paul Kruger. I think Desmond was in there yesterday, but, you know, there were some really key guys, you know, that weren't out there, including, you know, probably, you know, the entire secondary. They were working on smoke and mirrors at a certain point, but you're right. There, it's going, when they all come back, and hopefully for the Browns that will be soon, I do think that it's going to be something special.
So all in all, Mary, on a scale of 1 to 10, we'll say, do you feel like that trip from up to Rochester, you know, getting punched in the nose that early morning practice, but coming back the way Nathan said they did and how fun practice was last evening, that it was a trip well worth the Cleveland Browns' time?
You know, to be honest with you, I do understand the wisdom of wanting to get away, wanting to bond a little bit, and those kind of things. But given all the injuries, really on both teams right now, I can't honestly say that I left there thinking that this particular year it was necessarily the best thing or the best opportunity for everybody to get the best work in, because there were just so many guys missing. And then, you know, more were lost during the 2 days. So I have to honestly say I don't think at this point it's really that worth it to do something like that. You know, you're already into the headbanging of the preseason games and I think you're already going to be, you know, hitting somebody else and stuff like that. So I can't say I honestly think it's all that worth it.
Mary Kay, the thing that concerns me the most about this team right now is the seeming inability of this offensive line to create running lanes for these running backs. I'm not going to put what's happened so far on the backs. I'm going to put it on the line for not giving them anywhere to run. If you're hit as soon as you get the ball, there's really nothing you can do about it, as I said earlier, unless you're Barry Sanders. How concerned are you about that, given that this is a team that says we are going to run the football?
Well, you know what? You have to wonder when you look out there. You just have to wonder, is there, you know, a transition going on from the more of the zone blocking type of scheme? Are they, you know, trying to get away from that a little bit to the point where they're in a transition phase? It could be a little bit of that going on right now. The other thing is they haven't game planned. They're not game planning to run the ball specifically yet. I think once they get to the point where they're going to be ready to run the football, that they will find ways to game plan for it, and they will get the job done. I think more so than anything, they're trying to install some new, you know, passing schemes and really kind of hone in on that a little bit. And at this point, I'm not overly concerned. Once we get into the season, if you start to see it, then I would think I would attribute it to sort of a shift in paradigm there.
Mary Kay, who's somebody under the radar that's really jumped out to you that you think has a good shot to make this 53?
Let's see, under the radar. Well, you know, one guy that I keep looking out there and seeing make play after play after play. I really like some of these young receivers, especially like a Josh Lenz.
Sure.
I really think it would be, you know, hard to just watch him walk away. He's done some fabulous things, and, you know, maybe he could start on a practice squad or something like that, but he's somebody that has really popped in most of these practices. And, you know who else? I mean, you have got to hand it to Shane Wynn. I mean, he's 5'6", and he's out there catching ball after ball and just really going lights out. And, again, I don't know if they can find roster spots for these young guys, but there's somebody that, you know, you might want to try to keep around on a practice squad and take another look at them. And I think they will make some of the decisions a little tough.
I think they will as well. Mary Kay, thank you so much for the time. Enjoy your trip down south to Miami University today and bringing your son to college. That should be a pretty special moment.
Sounds good. Enjoy kindergarten, too. It goes fast.
Hopefully not too fast, but thank you. Mary Kay Cabot, our guest on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline from Cleveland.com and the Cleveland Plain Dealer. When we come back, we are going to hear from the Browns' backup quarterback, Johnny Manziel, who had some Texas A&M-like plays in the scrimmage with the Bills yesterday, running around, making big throws. All in all, a solid day for him. Did have a bad interception, but made some very, very good throws, including a bomb to Shane Wynn, who Mary Kay was just talking about a second ago. All right, we'll be back with that next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Yeah, you held my hand, but I tossed it.
didn't understand you were waiting.